This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 156, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 156, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. My name is Richard Taylor and I'll be your roots rock guide for the next hour or so. You can email me if you like, richard@rrradio.com. Here we are, another fine day in the spring of 2012, headed towards the summer. I've got a cup of fresh coffee, an Electro Voice RE20 microphone, and lots of good indie roots rock bands for your listening pleasure today. It is a beautiful day in the spring of 2012. Some of the TV shows that I've been watching are Fringe, which is probably my favorite this year. I'm also watching Person of Interest, which features Ben from Lost as the lead character. And I'm also catching up on season one of The Killing on Netflix, a kind of Twin Peaks-themed TV show. I'm recording season 2 on DVR so I can catch up. What do you think of the state of roots rock in 2012? Is rock and roll still alive? It certainly is getting harder to find, especially on the radio. Bands are still recording roots rock, alt country, rock and roll, and we'll continue to search out and bring you the best indie roots rock that we can find. Since CD sales are in decline, there seems to be less incentive for bands to produce their own CDs. However, you can support your favorite roots rock bands by going to their shows, buying their songs and other merchandise, or even just send them an email to let them know that you appreciate their efforts in keeping rock and roll alive this century. Probably my favorite all-time rock and roll band is Rolling Stones, especially the 1960s Rolling Stones with Brian Jones. In 1968, Brian Jones made his final live performance with the Rolling Stones when they appeared on the New Musical Express Poll Winners Concert in Wembley, England. So we've lost a couple of people who are influential in rock and roll recently. Levon Helm, he was 71. It was in the late 1990s that Levon Helm, ex the band, underwent treatment for throat cancer. For several years, Helm has hosted and performed a popular weekly concert at his home studio in Woodstock, New York, called Midnight Ramble. His family said Levon Helm passed peacefully in the afternoon. He was surrounded by family, friends, and bandmates, and will be remembered by all he touched as a brilliant musician and a beautiful soul. We also recently lost Dick Clark. He got his first big break in 1956, hosting what was called Bob Horn's Bandstand, and what would later be renamed American Bandstand. He continued to host and produce American Bandstand until 1989. So the first place that the Beatles played when they came to the United States was the Washington Coliseum in Washington, D.C. The Beatles performed a 12-song set for an audience of 8,092 people. The show was filmed by an 8-man camera crew and broadcast a month later via closed circuit to movie theaters across America. The movie, it's called The Beatles, The Lost Concert, will be shown in select venues. The new presentation will be preceded by a 92-minute documentary charting the rise of Beatlemania. Among those offering commentary in the documentary are Chuck Berry, Steve Tyler, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith. You can find out more by going to www.lostbeatlesconcert.com. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 1963, Bob Dylan walked out of rehearsals for the U.S. TV Ed Sullivan Show after being told he couldn't perform his song Talking John Birch Paranoid Blues due to it mocking the U.S. military and segregation. CBS officials asked Dylan to substitute it for another song, but the singer reportedly said, "No, this is what I want to do. If I can't play my song, I'd rather not appear on the show." And in 1965, the Rolling Stones recorded their iconic I Can't Get No Satisfaction at RCA Studios in Hollywood. Keith Richards had come up with a guitar riff in the middle of a night a week earlier. It gave the band their first number one single in the U.S. First up, The Successful Failures. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
We are the real. out my cracker jack. I'm cutting it straight to the prize. I got to tell you,
just heard Happy Book by Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons on the web jerryjoseph.com, J-E-R-R-Y. They have a new double album, Happy Book, on Response Records. And they got a spring tour going on. Before that, we heard from the Starters. We heard their tune Electro on the web, thestarters.com. Before that, we heard from New York's finest, Spanking Charlene. We heard their tune My Girl. And opening the set, we heard from their new CD, The Successful Failures. We heard their tune The Real Defenders. Their new CD is called Here I Am. On the web, thesuccessfulfailures.com. So Here I Am is the fourth full-length album from the New Jersey indie rock Americana band, The Successful Failures, a 12-song barrage of roaring, kicking indie rock and fun. This is from their website. The 12 new songs, penned by singer-guitarist Mick Korba, formerly of the New Jersey garage band Dipsomaniacs, are about fallen Civil War heroes, shark attacks, Vikings, the rise of New World leaders, and surviving the New Jersey Turnpike. The Successful Failures will play a series of shows and live performances in support of Here I Am. It's a very good album. Thanks for sending it in, guys. So I'm a big fan of the Ramones, and apparently when Johnny Ramone passed away, he was working on a book. Some of Johnny's friends, including Henry Rollins, made a promise to him to finish the book. They have kept that promise, as well as keeping Johnny's words and mannerisms intact. Johnny talks about his days growing up, and how he was a punk-ass kid. He is quoted as saying, "I was a terror in the neighborhood, like a really bad Fonzie. I threw bricks through windows. I beat people up." Johnny was a typical Catholic boy who was an average student and a rowdy kid. He got into music when he was 7 years old from a guy who changed the 45 singles on the jukebox of the bar that his father owned. He let Johnny keep those old singles. He built an incredible collection of singles by Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, etc. He formed his own band at the age of 14, called the Tangerine Puppets. He talks about the concerts that he saw. His first concert was the Rolling Stones at Carnegie Hall on June 20th, 1964. He also witnessed the Beatles at Shea Stadium, but he was there to throw rocks at them. In this book, he covers his time with the Ramones very extensively, as well as the time that he discovered that he had prostate cancer. Johnny reviews each Ramone album very carefully, grading each album with either an A, B, or a C. Hopefully there's an ebook version. Next up, Peter Bazell. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
We said we were gonna woke up Sunday morning wearing Saturday night's clothes. Found an empty fifth of whiskey, saw no tag upon my toe. So I stumbled to the kitchen, prayed to God I'd find a beer. I know this drinking's killing me, but it gets me out of here. And I'm down on my luck, headed straight to hell. If the bottle doesn't kill me, there's a woman here who will. Yeah, I met her down in Houston at a club outside of town. I'd seen her dancing once before, so I kept on coming round. She said her name was Dusty, and would I buy her a drink? So the liquor started flowing, I did not have time to think. And I'm down on my luck, headed straight to hell. If the bottle doesn't kill me, there's a woman here who will. And Dusty liked my money, she knew how to get it all. She'd smile and I'd forget my life, but I was headed for a fall. You know, I thought she loved me, but she never took me in. So set me up with another round, I'm coming back again. And I'm down on my luck, headed straight to hell. If the bottle doesn't kill me, there's a woman here who will. Lost and lonely, I still stagger home each night, but I got that bottle by my side. Straight to hell. If the bottle doesn't kill me, there's a woman here who will. It's been 6 months since I met her, but each night I still return. I find she takes my money like I have money to burn. Day I think of Dusty when the morning sun arrives, and curse her for the pain I feel, I'm more dead than alive. And I'm down on my luck, headed straight to hell. If the bottle doesn't kill me, there's a woman here who there's a woman here who will.
Killing time in Nashville, thinking about you, wondering if you feel the same. Thinking about me too. Filling up some empty hours, sitting at a bar. There's a man up on stage playing his guitar. I'll admit he's looking good, too good to be true. But all I see in his blue eyes are pieces of you. Killing time in Nashville, thinking about you, wondering if you feel the same. Are you thinking about me too? Here in this fluorescent town, booze and loud guitar. I wanna catch a northbound train, one to take me far. I'm wondering when I'll see your eyes staring back at me. In this old town, all I got is my misery. In my mind, I think of all the words I should have said when I had you by my side. I love you so, please don't let go. My memories are all I have to carry me across the Mason-Dixon line. Life is never sweeter than when I'm with you.
Wondering if you feel the same. Am I thinking? music, turn it all up loud, and you can play it quiet and really get the crowd. You can take it major, you can take it cool, you can start a riot.
Just heard Hunklebuck. We heard their tune Good Stuff from their CD Bender. They're currently working on their new CD, hopefully out in 2012, on the web, hunklebuckmusic.com. Before that, we heard from the Lost Cartographers. We heard their tune Killing Time in Nashville on the web, lostcartographers.com. Before that, we heard Leaving Texas, If the Bottle Don't Kill Me, on the web, leavingtx.com. And opening the set, we heard Peter Bazell, 67 Mustang, on the web, peterbazell.com, B-U-Z-Z-E-L-L-E. Here's a few more dates in rock and roll history. In 1977, after being dropped by both EMI and A&M Records in less than 6 months, Virgin Records announced they had signed the Sex Pistols. That's when they were managed by Malcolm McLaren, who wanted them to drum up a bunch of controversy. They were very successful in doing that. And in 1957, Guy Mitchell was at number one on the UK singles chart with Rockabilly, the singer's fourth and final UK number one. The song gave its name to a music style, a mix of rock and country. In 1971, Rolling Stone Mick Jagger married Bianca. The guest list included the other members of the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, and Stephen Stills. They separated in 1977. In 1973, Led Zeppelin started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts with their fifth album, Houses of the Holy. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com. Next up, longtime roots rock radio artist, The Famous.
I wanted to use perspicacious in a song. There it is, and now it's gone. So many things have come into my view. I got my eye on you, got my eye. So many things had fallen from my hands. It's all best left unspoken. I'm thankful for what I've seen in you. Oh, 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 oh. So many things have come into my view. I got my eye
Thank you.
Just heard Bo Walton. We heard his tune Down in a Blaze of Love on the web, bowalton.webs.com. Before that, we heard from The Brilliant Mistakes. We heard their tune A Time in the Night on the web, thebrilliantmistakes.com. Before that, we heard Leaving Venus. We heard their tune Parking Lot Trance on the web, leavingvenus.com. And opening the set, we heard from the famous longtime Roots Rock radio artist. They were around from the very beginning. Post-punk Americana on the web, thefamous.net. We heard their tune, Perspicacious, something they wanted to use in a song. Well, they did. If you know of some bands that would fit in on a Roots Rock radio show, have them get in contact with me. They can send their songs via email or send me links to download their songs. The Roots Rock Radio is on the social network Twitter, twitter.com/RootsRockRadio, and also youtube.com/RootsRockRadio. Let's hope the summer is nice and hot, but not too hot. One thing I really like about the summer is air conditioning. Recently at rrradio.com, we've got visitors from Breckenridge, Colorado, League City, Texas, Sussex, Wisconsin, Fitzroy, Victoria, Australia, from the UK, from Belgium, Irvine, California, also Rancho Cordova, California, Germany, Gardnerville, Nevada, the Netherlands, Madisonville, Kentucky, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Kansas City, also from France, Spotswood, New Jersey, Columbia, South Carolina, Tokyo, Japan, Victoria, Australia, Church, Canterbury, New Zealand, Lisbon, Portugal. We also got visit from India, Baltimore, Maryland, Kazakhstan, Plant City, Florida, Watertown, Wisconsin, Port Hastings, Nova Scotia, Canada, Wilmington, North Carolina, Columbia, Maryland, Springfield, Missouri, and on and on and on. Lots of visits to rrradio.com from around the globe. Well, I hope everybody's having a fun time out there in Roots Rock Radio listener land. I hope you have some good barbecues and some fun this summer listening to some rock and roll concerts. Shoot me an email. Let the Roots Rock Radio audience know what you're up to this summer. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.